Hi guys, it's Amber here from Intricate Chan Sentence, and it's episode 40, week 9 of my practicum submission. So we didn't get to go over that exercise, which was really unfortunate. Our supervisor didn't really ask us on Tuesday, and I guess he was busy when he went on vacation Thursday afternoon, so that kind of sucked. But I got a lot of good experience this week. I actually got to work with that 15-year-old hockey guy. He came in a couple times this week with his brothers, and we worked on a lot of Olympic lifts and supersets with med balls and jumps, and it was really good. It went well, and we also got to work with two groups of volleyball high school girls who came in for a recovery session after they had had practice, and on Friday. And we talked about foam rolling, then we talked about PNF stretching, so partner stretching. We talked about nutrition and sleep and diet and what you should eat before or after a game throughout the day. And a couple of things I wanted to note that I found was really important, because a lot of these girls don't really ask questions, especially even kids in general in high school. And I think that the nutrition part is super important, especially the diet, because in sport, we find that a lot of females can develop eating disorders and get ideas from different sources on the internet. Just society in general now kind of makes women feel like they're not beautiful if they don't look a certain way or they don't weigh a certain amount for certain sports. Even, you know, in my degree, we learned that a lot about gymnastics and the female athlete triad, where they lose their period and they lose bone density and they have an eating disorder. So, you know, when we talked about diet, I made sure that, you know, it is two male coaches leading the girls, and I had joined them, and nobody was asking questions, and I noticed that they didn't mention fat. They talked a lot about carbs and protein and when to eat them. But, you know, we have to remember that fat is not bad. We need fat to function. And so I just put up my hand, and, you know, they were surprised I had a question. I'm like, you know, just asking so that the girls are aware that it is there and we're talking about it. So I said, you know, when should we eat, like, healthy fats, like whole eggs and avocados, you know, etc. And I think that was really good to just bring it up and have that in the conversation. You know, even almonds, etc. So I had brought that up. Sleep, you know, for those of you who don't know, you're supposed to get either less than 30 minutes of sleep or 90 minutes or more, and that's just due to sleep cycles. And eating wise before, after games, you know, if you can eat a lot more further away from the game, like 3 hours before, have a good meal. But if you need to snack, you need to allow some time for digestion so you're not depleting your performance. And with things like tournaments, you know, where you have back-to-back games, it's good to get in an energy bar or to get in some electrolytes. If it's greater than an hour of activity, you should be having something to restore your electrolytes. But yeah, so we talked a lot about that, did some foam rolling, taught them how to do couple different exercises for that, and yeah, overall it was a pretty good week. Worked some more on some data entry in the athletemonitoring.com, made sure that all the teams had their data into the system. We're gonna be working on that probably this week as well. We also had one of the researchers, her dog, come in, which was really, really sweet. That was nice. It was a good start to the day for sure to have a dog for some stress relief come in and visit. But yeah, I will be working on the data entry. And we, on Friday, the other practicum student is doing a full lit review on programming. And so even though I wasn't asked to help or shadow, I had just took it upon myself to join and on the conversation and see, you know, why he was making the program he was making for these tennis athletes, and just listening to the conversation. As well, we got to run through his program and see how long it was for what he prescribed and how difficult it was, if it was reasonable. So that was really fun and interesting, because I haven't done that yet. I also, on Tuesday, got to run the Junior Panda hockey warm-up, which was great. You know, I haven't done that yet because my wrestlers had dropped out and I haven't gotten to do a lot with them. So, yeah, that was great. It was good. You know, just shows I've been paying attention throughout the weeks and I could come up with some warm-ups. So that went really well. I'm hoping that this week I can learn a lot more about programming as well and doing some data entry, even though that our supervisor is away. Hoping to see a lot more of the other coaches and bounce off some questions with them. So we'll see how that goes this week. Yeah, so I hope you guys had a good week, and I will hopefully post something else tomorrow. I hope you guys have a good upcoming week. See you guys later.